Matter of fact, I believe it so strongly that when Jamie and I and the Lord helped us start this new church in O'Fallon, you couldn't be a member of that church unless you promised, covenanted together, that you would be a part of a small group. That is how important small groups are in your life and in the life of the church. As a matter of fact, we could call them life groups because they are the lifeblood of the church community, small groups. Please, if you're not, become involved in a small group. They will become your trusted friends. They will become your community, your support group, your accountability group. I want to encourage you to get involved in a small group. You need to start today, folks. You've got to start today. Look in that bulletin that you get every Sunday and get involved. You need the fellowship and the accountability of small group. And, you know, this is not new. John Wesley and Charles Wesley started a movement back in the 1700s based on small groups of no more than 12 in a group. They would get together and they would pray and they would study the Bible and they would hold each other up and hold each other accountable. And they were so well known in the community that the community would call them Bible thumpers or Methodists. True story. I'm not lying to you. That's how Methodism started, small groups. They truly become your tribe. You see, we all need the life-giving force of a healthy small group of people that we can, what? Trust. They will truly become your tribe and they will lift you up. Not vote you out or put out your flame. They will light your flame. They will keep your flame lit. In June 1993, the police of South Windsor, Connecticut, pulled over motorists. I wish everyone was that. Yeah. Amen, sister. That vocal. One person stopped by a patrolman was a lady by the name of Lori Carlson. As the officer approached her car, she wondered what she had done wrong. To her amazement, the officer handed her a thank you ticket and said, "You're driving great. We appreciate it." You see, on Wednesday, June 9th, the authorities in the city started a new program to give safe drivers a $2 reward ticket for observing the speed limit, wearing safety belts, using turn signals, and having their children in safety seats. What an interesting idea, amen. You know, none of us likes to see those flashing lights. The first thing you expect from a policeman is a rebuke or a ticket. The last thing you expect is encouragement. And you know, it's pretty sad because a lot of people come to different churches all across this U.S. of A. and expect to be rebuked. They expect to walk out with heavier burdens on their back because that's all they've known a church to do. Yeah, I believe there's a little accountability in church work, but I believe that we should walk out with that weight released because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Jesus did not die to give us heavier burdens. Amen? What is that sacrifice if it didn't free us to live and be the creatures that God created us to be? I choose not to waste that sacrifice in this church. So if you're looking for a church tribe that won't vote you out, look for a church community that provides an atmosphere of encouragement. 25b says, "But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I'm sure that many of you have been in situations in church where the word encouragement is probably the last thing that you expect. It's so sad that that's how people, many people, expect that out of worship services, out of churches. You know, there are also people who attend church, however, who are so discouraging. And I know we don't have any of those here at First Church. But you know, the people that I'm talking about, those who are always critical of everything. I did a sermon one time when I was talking about how worship service really has nothing to do with us. We come to worship God. And that is the sole purpose of worship. And I really, and the first thing this person said to me is, you know what? Such and such, this was not in this church. such and such was singing too loud in the praise team.